Made by nature and refined by the very essence of human life, we'll meet with the traditional sounds of Korean history. Eternal Harmony. The beautiful island located south of the southernmost part of the Korean peninsula, Jeju. Jeju Island has always been referred to as an island abundant in three main things. Firstly, rocks or pebbles, giving you an indication that the island was formed by the eruption of a volcano all those years ago. Secondly, women, as the main source of food was through fishing and many men were lost to the sea. And lastly, wind, as it is a small island surrounded entirely by the sea, bringing about waves and wind. And being an island that is separated from the mainland, we can see that the way of life and even the language differs greatly. Let's listen to a representative Jeju folk song called Odor Toki. There are no indications or references that tell us the exact meaning of Odor Togi, but it is commonly used to refer to a flower called windflower in Jeju dialect. If we take a look at the lyrics, it contains descriptions of one sailing out at sea, describes the tallest peak on Jeju Island, which is also the tallest in the entire Korean peninsula, the Hala Mountain, and talks about a volcano called Seongsanil Jurbong. All of this is included in this one piece, and it is thus chosen as the song that best describes the features of Jeju Island. Of course, these days, we can hop on a plane and fly to almost all parts of Korea within an hour, but back in the day, it is said that it took almost a month to travel from Jeju Island to the nearest mainland region. Due to this, almost everything from the food and culture to the language that derive from the island is unique and is clearly distinguishable from the culture and customs of the mainland. Iado is an island that appears in the legends of Jeju Island. It is a magical island where the women of Jeju believe that their sons and husbands go to live when they are lost at sea. Everyone knows once lost, one can never return to this world, and the people imagined it to be an island where they can forget about the pains of life and rest in peace. So in one aspect, Iado or Ia Island is an island of death, but on the other hand, it is an island of hope. This song is the Iado Taryang. It reflects the yearning for loved ones lost at sea and is also a work song that women called henya, whose job is to catch seafood, sing while working. Thank you for joining us on the journey through time and history, exploring the sights and sounds of Korean traditional music. Now, why don't you listen to a very modern version of this song? This is Iado Sana by Baby J and Papin Hyunjun. Hope you can join us. Sound of Korea. That's right. Here we go. 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 Here we go.